So I'll give you an example. A billionaire told me one time many years ago, probably in the early 90s, he said to me when I was leaving his yacht one time, he said, you know what? I said, yeah, I appreciate it. I'll see you later. He goes, you know what? I don't wish you more. He said, I wish you enough.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia. This is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Hello, this is Lauren Ferry. I'm here podcasting today with Leadership Now, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about millennials. I'm here with Steve Siebold, who's the author of the book, How Rich People Think. He's been on all kinds of awesome shows like The Today Show, Good Morning America, all kinds of stuff, and he has basically traveled the world interviewing the rich and trying to understand how they think and how they operate and what matters to them and how they got to where they are. So we're really excited to be here with you today.
Thanks,
so thank you for your time. So let me set the stage a little bit. People in their who are millennials, they are about age 18 to 35. So it's a pretty large range, meaning they're in a pretty different area of their life depending on what age they're at. So for ease sake, let's talk about them as 20s versus 30s. And someone recently told me that people who are in their 20s, they have all kinds of time, but they don't have a lot of motivation. You know, they don't have families yet or kids or any of that. It's just themselves. And then people in their 30s, they finally do have, you know, things that are important and things that matter, like their families and their kids and things, people that rely on them, but then they have no time. You know, and so it's this constant battle. But I will say that something that both 20 and 30 year olds have in common that are millennials, they all want to do something that matters. That's sort of the unifying movement of the generation. And so, in fact, it almost helps them define their personal success and how they gauge if they're personally being successful. So I know that something that you talk about in your book is the sort of path to success and the path to becoming wealthy. Often includes which type of business you join and what type of opportunity there is in that business. So how would you say that WealthWave specifically is really the perfect investment for millennials to make in themselves?
Well, I think it's a perfect investment for a number of reasons. One, the financial opportunity, the financial vehicle, because if you're going to be successful in any, whatever the way you define success, you've got to have a vehicle to do it and a proven one. Because you can waste a lot of time and money that's on something that's not proven. So that's one way you've got a financial vehicle. Another way, especially for millennials, is with WealthWave. I mean, look at how WealthWave embraces technology. I mean, just what we're doing right now, right? I mean,
right.
And then we've got the green carpet day. We're sort of watching in the room here, in the background. I mean, so all this technology. Awesome. I mean, who's better at technology than millennials, right? I mean,
you guys
are you grew up with this. This is what you guys,
second nature.
Yeah, it's second nature. You're the best at it, the best generation ever at it.
Yes.
And so WealthWave embraces that. So I think those are two good reasons right off the bat.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, so a lot of the kids that I would say are in their early 20s, they're at that age where they just graduated college and their parents are still saying to them, I just paid for that degree. So, you know, you need to really go do something with that.
Right.
So what would you say to those millennials listening that they might be considering something like this, or this might be speaking to them, but they're not really sure if they can take that leap because they're still holding on to, well, in college I got this degree to do this thing. You know, what would you say to them to help give them a little bit of courage to move towards something like
that? Well, I think that, you know, obviously the world has changed. I mean, it really has changed, and it's changed so rapidly, and it's changed in the last few years, right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, college is great. You know, you went to college, I went to college. It's a wonderful experience.
Yes.
I think what college really does, looking back, it was a long time ago when I went, it's really about broadening your horizons more than it is about making money. WealthWave is about creating financial success and helping families in the process, right?
Right.
So I think I would look at college as a way to expand your horizons or something that taught you how to see the world in a different light through a different lens. And I'd see WealthWave as a path to success. I would not blend the two because I don't think college is the path to success. Whatever success I've had, I did not learn in college. I learned it from people like the people in WealthWave who were very successful, who created a path and said, follow me, I'll take your hand and I'll walk you down the path. And oh, by the way, at WealthWave, it costs you $99. Wow. So this is just the biggest risk in the world.
Exactly.
Of course. Well, college costs how much? How much did your college cost?
Thousands.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Right.
$100,000, $150,000. It's nuts.
Right.
compared to what you could. So use college and say, and thank your parents and say, thank you so much for, if they helped you get through college, yeah. right? And say, thank you so much for helping me expand my horizons, help me educate me, see the world in a different way from a higher level of awareness.
Yeah.
But, and thank you for supporting me as I build my WealthWave business so yeah. I can be on the path of financial success. They're two different things.
That's a great way to phrase it. I love that. I love that. So then as you move more into your 30s, let's talk about risk a little bit. One of the things I loved in your book was when you talked about risk. I mean, you talk about that wealthy people are willing to take risk in a different way. I love when you said, you actually just in Green Carpet Day said this, how, you know, if people go to Vegas and they try to use the slot machines and try to win a bunch of money and you know, people in their 20s are still thinking, I can't even afford a ticket to Vegas, you know?
Sure.
Whereas people in their 30s, they might go and try to play the slots or whatever, but they know they're never going to get there. So you said that the rich people, they own the slot machines.
Right.
But imagining yourself in a position where you own a slot machine, there's such a large mental gap there, right? They think, oh, that could never be me. So what can you say to, you know, that maybe the 30-year-olds or just those that are in a position where there is more risk for themselves personally, but that's the thing, you got to take the risk, right? What would you say to them to help motivate them that it is going to be okay? And in fact, that's the only way to actually achieve the success that they can imagine.
What I would say is WealthWave is the slot machine that you own. For $99, you own the slot machine, and people are coming in and putting, you know, whatever they're putting in a slot machine.
Yeah.
I was gonna say quarters, but not people put quarters in slot machines anymore.
Right.
Dollars, whatever they're putting in. I don't
yes.
play slot machines.
Yes.
They're a losing game. But
yes.
owning the slot machines is a winning game, and that's how they built the Bellagio and Caesar's Palace and all the rest. So, in contextually speaking, WealthWave is your $99 slot machine that now you're helping families, right? You own the slot machine. You own this information. You own an educational system
right.
like WealthWave, second to none, top of the line technology, always on the cutting edge of technology.
Yes.
And you're getting all of that, all those resources effectively for free. I mean, you're part of a team, and of course, the team all benefits, but you don't have to pay for it. Out of your slot machine costs $99.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you could possibly really consider anything else. And with the upside being, you know, potentially you could become very wealthy in this business.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have over
yeah.
an extended period of time.
Right.
So I would say that, you know, if you're looking at what the rich do, the successful, financially successful people, you're sitting on the opportunity right now. And I think some people just don't see that. They don't, because as you know, I speak all over the country for
yes.
WFG. I think I've spoken to 20,000 people in the last maybe year or so in WFG.
Wow.
And they come up to me at the book signings. They come up to me all the time. They call me. They email our office every day, literally.
Wow.
And they say, you know what? Do you think I should really pursue this? And I, every time we can get back or the staff gets back to them, whatever it is, whatever way we can, I always say, I don't, unless you just don't want to do this for a living, unless you just hate doing this,
right.
Well, then if you hate it, well, then don't do it. But
right.
but if you really enjoy the process,
right.
you can't get a better opportunity for a lower investment.
That's
and then
awesome.
You have access to all these really smart people who think at a high level, they're big thinkers, and they're good people. And I think that's important.
Right.
They have a lot of integrity. This company is a company filled with people with integrity.
That's awesome.
And WealthWave is the top of the line there. You can't get any better.
Yeah.
You know, and as you know, I'm just an outsider.
You are.
WealthWave doesn't pay me anything. I don't get paid by WG Trent. No one pays me.
Yeah.
They come to my seminars, but I'm not paid to say any of these things. I don't work for the company. So I'm just a vendor, you know,
that's
really
awesome.
And a fan.
Yeah.
But I mean, the way I look at it, wow. I mean, that is your slot machine right there.
That's awesome.
Now
I mean,
people start coming in and feeding it.
Yeah. And
you know?
Who wouldn't want that?
It's a toll booth or a slot machine.
Right.
Either way, yeah.
And you genuinely are helping people. You are doing something that matters.
Sure,
you know,
right.
you're helping provide security to families. And
sure.
in a way, there's nothing more important than
right.
that, right?
Money.
It's awesome. So, and you talked a little bit just now about, you started to, on the path of leverage. You say that rich people, this is exactly what they do. They leverage every area of their life.
Right.
And so what would you say to, what would you think that out of all the wealthy people that you've interviewed, what do you think those wealthy people, maybe a younger version of themselves, would say to the 20-year-old listening right now? You know, when I was your age, this is how I wish I would have known X, or I would have thought this way all the time. What would you say about leverage in terms of what those rich people might say?
Oh, that's an outstanding question. I know exactly what I'd say. And I will tell you what they've told me over the years across the board. They would, if they could speak to their younger version of themselves,
exactly.
they would say, start now and go to work twice as hard as you did work, because the biggest piece of leverage, as you know, and with money, is time and compound interest. Compound interest is as close to magic can get. And so you need time, and you got to start now. Start building now. If you're 18 years old and you're listening to this, and you think, well, I've got my whole life ahead of you. You do, but you want your money growing. And when you're 50, you don't have the time to have that money grow. You're 60 or whatever it is. And I know if you're sitting there listening to this, you think, well, that's 100 years from now. Believe me, it goes faster than you think.
Oh, yeah.
It really does, because you're busy and you're living your life, and the years just go by very quickly. And all of a sudden, you know, you say, well, I'll save later. I'll save then down the road. And all of a sudden, down the road comes, and you don't have any money.
Right.
And now you have to struggle.
Right.
And so they would say to themselves, work harder now, build up that money and save money and let compound interest do its magic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know a lot of my friends are around age 25 or so, and I'll often say to them, you realize you're only 15 years away from being 40? And that's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still 25, so that's great. But, you know, when you realize that, it just helps you have a perspective on what you're saying. Time moves so fast. So maximizing that time while you have it is honestly one of the best things that you can do. So the last thing I want to ask you about, you always talk about consciousness is contagious. So you say who you hang around matters. I feel like that's something your parents always said to you growing up, right? Like, hang around good people, or have good influences around you, or those types of things. But I feel like as millennials, we almost have an extra layer of difficulty that comes from social media. A lot of people call it the comparison trap. We constantly are seeing what our friends are doing and saying, oh, look at them, or we see that perfect picture on Instagram of their whole weekend, and we think, oh, I'll never be as successful or beautiful or whatever as this person that I see on social media. So what would you say to millennials to help them not get discouraged on their journey to success, but also to help them encourage them to hang around people that you know have that consciousness, or the people they want to be like? What would you say about the comparison trap and how you need to pull yourself out of that, and move towards people that you want to be like?
Sure. I think, honestly, after studying mental toughness for so many years, over 30 years, I think you have to be happy in life. You have to be somewhat mentally tough. And the more mentally tough you get, the happier you become. And part of being mentally tough, I think, is looking what other people have and say and being glad that they have it. Even if you're never going to have that, or maybe you'll have more,
right,
and saying, you know what, God bless them. I hope they get more, and I hope they succeed. And I'll be the greatest cheerleader they ever have if they're my friends, or even if they're not my friends. I'll like them on Facebook, and I'll comment and say, you go get them, Tiger. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. You found your spouse, or you found your job success, or your money success, or whatever it is. Go get them, wish people the best. And what you're doing is you're going to attract more of that abundance. And that's a really a form of mental toughness. I'll give you an example. A billionaire told me one time many years ago, probably in the early 90s, he said to me when I was leaving his yacht one time, he said, you know what? I said, yeah, I appreciate it. I'll see you later. He goes, you know what? I don't wish you more. He said, I wish you enough. And I said, what do you mean? He says, I don't wish that you have more. You don't have to have more like I do. I had nothing at the time. He said, you don't have to have more like I do. Success, in other words, money, material things. He said, I wish you enough. I wish that you wake up one day and say, you know what? It's enough. I mean, I'm still going to be working and going forward and doing what I want to do, but it's enough. I'm happy. It's enough. And I'm just going to work for, I'm going to be what they call, psychologists call, happily dissatisfied.
Huh.
I'm happy, but I'm going to keep pushing just to see if I can grow and maybe become more successful, but it's enough. I've arrived at the end zone, and I realize I'm in the end zone. I think a lot of people don't. A lot of people, even that have money, don't.
Yeah.
They don't realize what they have, maybe sometimes until they lose it, and they go, wow, I was really rich in a lot of ways, and I didn't realize it.
Right.
So I wish you more enough as opposed to more sometimes,
Yeah.
Something to think about.
That's awesome. I think a lot of different millennials can use that. And in fact, sometimes it's just the simple fact of believing in yourself and being willing to get yourself to that place where you can have enough, believing that you can get to that point.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I encourage everybody to please go, if you haven't, on your Kindle or on your whatever form of digital media that you read books now, go get Steve's book. It's really awesome. It's called How Rich People Think. And I highly encourage you to learn, just see what comes out of it. I always tell people, you just never know what piece of information is sitting there waiting for you to hit you just the right way and just the right time. So maybe maybe today hearing this, you will consider WealthWave and think that maybe this is the right time for you to start something new, do something that matters, and really grow your personal life and reach your personal goals that you want to reach, but also help people at the same time. It's a really interesting combination that not a lot of people have the opportunity to take advantage of. So thank you again for your time, Steve.
Thanks,
I really
Lauren.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.